an exclusive presentation of Energy 108.
108.
Every last party, we try to find some new DJ and energy. He's got something new to offer. We think we found that shit this time. The Happy Run M-N-S-O-S.
Can't beat that intro, can you?
Come on.
Space, the final frontier. that.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Quiet.
We'll be right back.
they call you the happy rider damn man.
Oh, this is so happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Now, if you didn't hear this guy play last weekend at Atlantis, or at many after parties where he's also played other styles of music, you recognize him because he's the guy who goes, who's dancing around at the raves with that huge Snapple bottle.
I'll hit a few of you over the head with it, yep. Actually.
This is SOS, Science Officer Spock.
That's me, in the flesh.
One of the DJ crew who's invaded Toronto from Thunder Bay.
The Berry Bunch, yes. Five of us have all moved down. Now the company we all work for has now closed in Thunder Bay, actually. They have no more DJs left in town.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's it. Thunder Bay is an open market for anybody who wants to DJ up there. And I've seen videos of the club up there. And I do mean the club up there. And if you do want to DJ in Thunder Bay, bring those mainstream hits with you. And be prepared to talk more than you play music.
There's a reason I left.
All right, so what's up?
Hey, party tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
Little party tonight. This is the Entertainment Network tonight, the E party.
Yes, it's going to be a good small party.
Okay, and how small is it?
About 300 people.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a really tiny space, right?
Small space. It's a guy's house. It's where he lives. There's couches, aquariums everywhere, lots of decorations.
Wow.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Very intimate. Intimate and interactive, I guess you could say.
Intimate and interactive. Very good. This is this party tonight is not meant to be in competition to anybody.
No,
is it?
No. We initially made this just to give people like an alternative, a cheap alternative. It's a lot less production. It's small. It's going to be really hot. It's not big name DJs. Everyone's playing for free.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, aside from you. Aside from you, myself, of course.
Yeah, right.
It's just going to be a lot of fun. And we never really meant it to cause some of the reactions we've been getting by the flyer, especially. It's all been all meant in fun. And what's really been happening is that some people have taken it the wrong way. We never meant for that really to occur. We want people just to laugh, look at it, and have a good time and smile and say, oh, yeah, I understand that. And we never meant to cause name-calling or never. That was never the idea.
You know, yeah, I never got the impression that you guys were that kind of people.
No, no. When I sat 2 months ago at the computer at 4 a.m. with 5 cups of coffee in my hand and I made that flyer, that was never the intention. It was always supposed to be just fun. The whole party tonight, the whole idea is all in fun.
Because I know you guys respect the scene. You're out all the time. I mean, you pay to get into the parties and you're out there and you're dancing all night long and you're having a good time. And
yeah.
It just seemed kind of strange to me that this whole thing happened. So let's maybe lay that to rest.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Okay, more on the Entertainment Network party a little bit later on, and shout-outs, hellos, and...
Oh, boy, I have so many people I want to say hello to, especially to Ryan, G9, she's the world's greatest.
One of the 1994 party girls.
Yes, you'll be seeing her tonight, and it's going to be amazing. Scott, Vision, Joe, Krista, Lisa, and Derek, and all the Thunder Bay crew, and a special shout to all the dancers who will let me hit them in the head with a Snapple bottle at all those parties I'm at.
Oh, by the way, don't forget the G9, the SOS dancers from last weekend.
Yes, the Star Trek costume. She made all those costumes, and thank you so much to Eric and Paul for doing that. They were amazing up there. Never seen anyone dance to Rotterdam like they danced. They danced. I made them sweat. Poor people.
So what is, you've been in Toronto for how long now?
5 months.
About 5 months now. So what's your impression of the Toronto party scene in general?
When I first came down, I came down as an unknown kind of, I didn't tell anyone I was a DJ. I wanted to just kind of immerse myself in the scene, dance, have a good time, find out who was who, what was going on. And now that I'm starting to promote myself, trying to talk to people, meet people, I find a lot of people are very anxious for a new talent. They're looking for new talent out there. People are kind of wanting to, oh, you're new, you're from out of town, a new perspective on things. And I've had a lot of good feedback about that.
Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to hear you a lot more.
I certainly hope so. I'll be playing at the Indigo Cafe on Wednesday night this week with Ryan Sevitz. Progressive, man. I'll be playing progressive there. One of my other facets, I guess, of music. I'm also doing the Crave Party April 1st with David Angel. And I'm going to be doing Cyberdelic Wants Me, I think, and Eros Wants Me. A lot of calls are coming in.
There's a couple of guys in uniforms at the front door.
Yeah, I saw them. Yeah. I kind of put my hat on. I don't know.
All right, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at those parties. And tonight?
1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Okay.
You got it. The Pink Panther is going to return tonight.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You got to be there.
All right. SOS and his fabulous Snapple bottle from Energy 108.